Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Voice of the American Redoubt, you are tuned in to Radio Free Redoubt on this beautiful Saturday across the American Christian Network and KTW out of Spokane. Welcome to all of you. We have our ghost has returned. For some reason, we got this white noise coming out over the air, and it sounds worse to me than it probably does to you. A little bit of technical difficulties, but that's okay. We are here together, and we're going to get through this. So, I hope you guys have a blessed week. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Several things going on that we want to discuss. My goodness. Once again, as I said last week, the world is just coming apart at the seams. But this is just more timely now than ever for us to be facing some of these situations head on.
All right. We're still on. Glitches. Man, the powers that be are trying to take us down, but we're not going anywhere. All right. RadioFreeRedoubt.com is the website to visit us. That's RedoubT.com. So lots of listener feedback from folks saying, how can we listen to the whole hour? Because here we are in Wenatchee driving around in our truck, and then you go out on the half hour. Well, as if you're new, we were approached by ACN, the American Christian Network, after having been on KTW for several months, and folks wanted to hear us on the whole network. In Tri-Cities, Yakima, and of course, you know, when I was with Matt Shea over on Patriot Radio, I got to talk to you guys on a regular basis, and then I missed you. Well, we're back. However, because of funding, we are on for the first half hour of ACN, and they've offered us the slot, and we've talked to Representative Dave Taylor. He said he'd be willing to move his show time to make room for us to go on the second half hour. So the full hour on the whole network plus KTW out of Spokane. But it really comes down to funding. If you guys want to support Radio Free Redoubt, and this is a blessing to you, and you want to help see us, you know, just continue to grow and reach more markets within the American Redoubt, we can't do it without you guys. And we've got some sponsors that help out with some of the hard costs, internet, and some of the airtime costs. But for us to be able to expand, we really need your help. If you want to do that, you can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. There's a donate button there. Make sure you earmark it for ACN, American Christian Network, ACN. And we will make sure that goes specifically toward the airtime so we can expand. So we're praying about it, and we're grateful for you guys' support and prayers. But the financial support really is what it comes down to for us to be able to reach into that other market for the second half hour. So there we are. But now, without further ado, let's get in to the news and commentary from APUPI and the major American networks. The news is next right here on Radio Free Redoubt. And this news segment is brought to you by Glenn Tate, the author. Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series about the collapse in America and the rebuilding. It's a great story. It's also all 10 books are now out on audio as well. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Let's go over to the UK first of all. In a world when things are just coming apart at the seams, the United Kingdom did the right thing by disarming all of their people so that they could have a utopian society and no more bloodshed, no more tears. Well, it blew up in their face. since they've disarmed the British citizens, crime has gone absolutely skyrocketed through the roof. And now there's other things like, well, bludgeoning and stabbings that are completely out of control. The UK police are behind an effort to ban knives, to end knife violence now. It'll never end, right? I don't know what's – and of course, their firearms-related deaths, murders, crimes, assaults have also gone up since the citizenry has been disarmed. Just didn't work out. It never does. British police are supporting an effort called Save a Life, Surrender Your Knife, in an attempt to curb the growing rash of knife crime in the country and have people place their pointy knives into bins strategically placed in almost every town. They have another effort called No Knives, Better Lives. It provides the citizens with astounding wisdom, like there is no safe place to stab someone. And if you stab someone and they die, you may face a life sentence. Wow. Here's the thing. Most of these are kitchen knives. In 2005, BBC reported on a study by the British Medical Journal showing that kitchen knives are used in as many as half of all stabbings committed in the UK. They're going to have to figure something out. Laser cutters for cutting your vegetables? I don't know. I'm not sure how they're going to get around this one. But see, they're really – this is like putting a Band-Aid on a cancer patient, because the root of it is spiritual. This is moral decadence. And until they get a grip on that, we're going to look at another example in California. The mayor has got the solution to make it a more perfect world. And, of course, sights are set on your guns. In BBC, this BBC report I was just telling you about, the researchers said there was no reason for long-pointed knives to be publicly available at all. So I guess all knives are going to have to be rounded. I don't know what they're going to do about the blade part, the serrated edges, maybe ban knife sharpeners. I'm not sure. This is what they should just bypass all this, and they should just ban murder. They should just make that illegal, because that would put an end to it right now. People, they would just stop doing it if they would just ban murder. They consulted 10 top chefs from around the UK and found that such knives have little practical value in the kitchen. None of the chefs felt such knives were essential, since the point of a short blade was just as useful when the sharp end was needed. So they brought in the experts. And this is what they do with guns, too. They talk about, well, why do you need an AR-15? Who hunts deer with an AR-15? And we have to remind them that the AR-15 is not for hunting deer. It is for defending liberty, period. It is a military category of – it's a combat rifle. Well, which is, well, exactly why they want to take them away. Tyrants can't have people running around, as they say, with combat rifles. Civil libertarians and lawmakers are raising concerns about the latest practice, arguing that there are few, if any, protections against abuse, that the private databases go back for years at a time when agencies are limiting how long such information is stored. What are we talking about? We're talking about databases, privately held, owned, stored, maintained databases from license plate information in the United States that stores all of your whereabouts. Everywhere you travel, and these license plate recognition cameras snap a photo of your license plate and they store it up. You can pull up the history everywhere you've been in the last year, 2 years, 3 years, as long as your police department has had these license plate readers. They've had them for, what, 5-6 years on I-90 just across the border in Idaho. One of the very first places to get the license plate readers, under a grant by the Department of Homeland Security, one of the first locations in the nation was Idaho, I-90, in Coeur d'Alene, and in Post Falls. Isn't that interesting? I have a serious problem with these databases that our government – I mean the Stasi. We're going to be talking about the Stasi, the East German secret police that had dossiers on their citizens. They had everything – well, they could only dream of what the Department of Homeland Security has at its disposal today with the ability to track citizens. And that didn't work out very good for them either. Did it? Or the NKVD or the KGB or the SS, any of these other secret police, national police organizations that tracked their citizens, never works out. Never works out good in the end. We got more plans to curb gun violence. We're going to hear about what this mayor in California has to say, and liberals are catching on to it. It's going to be the rule of the day. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Huge news against the war on the dollar today. Hello, everyone. This is Fox 519 here for your Eye on the Economy Minute with Radio Free Readout. China's bank has started a global payment system which provides cross-border transactions in the yuan. The China International Payment System, or CIPS, intends to internationalize the yuan and challenge the dollar's dominance. Helen Wong, the greater chief of HSBC, said, "The establishment of the CIPS is an important milestone in yuan internationalization, providing the infrastructure that will connect the global yuan users through one single system." Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely huge news in the war on the dollar. I've been telling you for months now that China is going to take the yuan global, and finally they're taking the steps to do it. Want to hear more? Well, tune in this Sunday night at 8 p.m. to listen to my breakdown of this story and many others affecting your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This has been your Eye on the Economy Minute with Fox 519.
Hey, everyone. This is Glenn Tate. You're listening to Radio Free Readout and John Jacob Schmidt. His name is my name, too.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by Werkz, W-E-R-K-Z. They make custom holsters for your concealed carry inside the waistline, outside the waistline, custom made inside a two-week delivery. And this is an American Redoubt-based business. Check them out, www.werkz.com. And they have a lifetime guarantee on all their products. All right. Now, in all my excitement, I lost track in my notes. So we're going to find it. We're going to track it down. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yes. This mayor, he's got the perfect plan to get rid of guns, gun violence. It's going to be great. Santa Barbara Mayor Helen Schneider released the following statement. Listen to this. This just makes my skin crawl whenever I hear it. "More than any other modern democracy on earth, America's epidemic of senseless gun violence is significantly worse and occurs more frequently than in any other advanced nation." False. We presented the facts before, and let me start off by going right back to the very beginning of this statement. "More than any other modern democracy." Stop saying democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. This is a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. But they keep repeating the lie over and over, often enough. We have how many otherwise conservative Christians do we call here calling this a democracy? This is not a democracy. A democracy is a system designed for self-implosion. It's how you kill a nation. It's how a nation commits suicide is democracy. Democracy is mob rule. That means whichever way the wind's blowing, that determines your policies, your culture, your beliefs, your values. If it's not well-rounded in God and godly principles, it's going to be washed away. This is a republic. This is not a democracy. And furthermore, this is a constitutional republic. Well, it was. It's only a constitutional republic as long as you follow the Constitution and stay within the boundaries of it. But some people want you to believe that the Constitution is this living, breathing document that can ebb and flow with culture. Can you imagine the Word of God doing that? You would never know what you stand on. There's nothing solid. This is the Constitution is solid, grounded guidance, restrictions on our government. It was designed to protect the liberty of the people, defend our borders, and what's the word? Invoke order, use order, maintain order. But things aren't very orderly, are they? So rather than maintaining the status quo and allowing Washington's lack of action to persist, it is high time that we as a nation finally take real steps to address this issue head on. Talking about gun violence, $10 billion for national gun buyback programs. Background checks on all gun sales, comprehensive ban on assault weapons, ban on high-capacity magazines, crackdown on gun trafficking. Well, maybe our government should start there. Stop selling guns. Stop selling combat rifles to the cartels. Lead by example. How about number six, strengthening the national instant criminal background check system, keeping guns out of local neighborhoods, schools, and college campuses. None of these things would have stopped what happened in Oregon. These measures that the left keeps pushing wouldn't stop this. This is, once again, goes back to a moral, this is a spiritual issue. We are spiritually dead and dying. And under the cover of darkness this last week in Kentucky, I got to look again. They removed the Ten Commandments during the night so to avoid protests. So as we systematically remove God, the presence of God, the reminder of God from our culture, we're just astounded why we have this moral decadence, why we have this sickness, and a culture where someone can go in because they don't have a girlfriend and they can mow down 9, 10, 11 people. We just can't figure it out, can we? So we run around with all these solutions that are not solutions. They're knee-jerk reactions, which don't work. And besides that, I didn't commit the crimes. I am not a murderer. I'm a God-fearing, liberty-minded patriot. Do not punish those law-abiding, peaceful citizens who wish to maintain the means of self-defense. You don't punish those people by taking their firearms away from them and their means of defense. We're going to have to add a new category to our news segment here. This is the Summarizing Today's Brave New America segment. Somebody sent this to me. Amazing. This is at Six Flags Over Georgia. They have a special events calendar. So when you look in the special group and educational events calendar at Six Flags, there are two things on their calendar. Muslim Friends and Family Day on October 11th. Right underneath that, scream out loud, LGBT Pride Party. Doesn't that just kind of summarize where we are in our country? So this major entertainment theme park hosts large events for private groups. Has on one day, October 11th, which was, well, tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Muslim Friends and Family Day tomorrow. And make sure you come back for the LGBT Pride Party at Six Flags as well. That's going to be a friendly family event, isn't it? Wow. Sanctuary cities. You guys have heard the term before. There are now 340 sanctuary cities where the local cities have declared that they will help those illegally in our country break our laws. They're complicit in the slow invasion of our country. There's a map now over at Center for Immigration Studies. And there's a couple immigrants I'm going to talk to maybe for next weekend. We're going to talk to some immigrants that came here legally and went through the system. See how they feel about immigration, how this is just a nation made strong by illegal immigration. They would beg to differ. But now there are 340 sanctuary cities, according to the Department of Homeland Security, and it's resulted in the release by the local authorities of approximately 1,000 criminal aliens per month. Are we talking about Oklahoma here? Are we talking about Dearborn, Michigan? No, we're talking about right here in the American Redoubt and the surrounding areas. There is a good video put up over by Dabu77 YouTube channel. We're going to post this in the highlights and resources posting for today's show. I'll get those shot over to codename Polly01 so she can get those posted. Quiet invasion, 41 new sanctuary cities pop up across the U.S. in just the last 4 months. There were in July 276 complicit cities who said that they would help break the law. Now there are 340 of them. Let's take a look just at the American Redoubt, just so you know, because you need to be engaged with your local communities. You need to find out who's pushing this at the city council level and oust these people. In Oregon, the cities of Ashland, Gaston, Marion County, Multnomah County, Portland, and, well, of course, actually the whole state of Oregon. We'll put this link up over there from the OJJ PAC. This is the Ohio – I lost it. I lost my little my banner. It's the Ohio Judicial something PAC. They've got the whole list here. We'll get those shot over to you guys so you can go check them out yourself. But that's Oregon, Washington, King County Council in Council Washington, Seattle, Washington, and in the American Redoubt, Spokane, Washington. City Council passed an ordinance, which was, added. This is the 22nd of June of this year. And sadly enough, Wyoming, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Also a sanctuary city. You've got to be engaged in your local communities. You cannot check out Patriots. You cannot check out. You've got to be engaged on the local level. This is just the time that we're living in. It requires it of us. Otherwise, you cannot complain. No complaining if you don't get engaged. Now, here's a piece that would have 10 years ago been considered satire. I mean, nobody would have taken it seriously. It would be laughable if it wasn't so sad. It would have been considered a perverted joke. But our government, the White House, is working on a program to help transgendered people. Jobs, healthcare, housing, and a safe place to pee. Their words, not mine. They said, it's your time to be heard. Share your hashtag trans needs, reads a message on the Twitter account calling for everyone to weigh in. The initiative was launched with the help of the White House chief data scientist DJ Patil, who expressed concern that there is very little data of what the transgender community needs from the government. So they're asking, how can the federal government better serve transgender people? Discrimination, health, justice, documents, education, employment, and a safe place to pee. We've lost it. Well, we have basically this tectonic shift that took place this summer with the Supreme Court's rulings, especially with regard to so-called same-sex marriage. We've set ourselves up for judgment. We are entering into judgment, people, so brace for impact. We'll talk about more of that when we come back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
I believe the strength of a nation lies at its core, the family. With the busy day-to-day lives we sometimes find ourselves in, set aside time for the family, a time that's sacred and is never compromised, a dedicated portion of the day to just focus on one another. Ronald Reagan said, "All great change in America begins at the dinner table." I fully agree. And that means no texting, surfing the internet, watching TV, or eating alone in a bedroom or the living room. That time belongs exclusively to your family, so guard it. You might be amazed at the difference such a simple routine can make in your family. Who knows? Maybe something greater than yourself could come out of it. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Greetings, Patriots. This is Chris Walsh, broker at Revolutionary Realty, located in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I sell land and backwoods cabins to America's Patriots every day. Creeks, springs, timber, and game, good survivable property without natural disasters. The state of Idaho has a balanced budget, and our people believe deeply in the Second Amendment. Call me today at 208-667-1776, or visit me online at www.revrealty.us. I'll be glad to serve you, and God bless America.
You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt at 630 kilohertz on KTRW Spokane.
Whatever happened to the fear of God? Whatever happened to church on Sunday? Whatever happened to the velvet glove and the iron fist?
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and my name is your name, too. And we've got that white noise coming back on us again. Thank you. Okay, let's just, let's Charlie Mike, right? We'll continue the mission. Now, regional readout news. In regional readout news, hey, I want to let you guys know, we push for self-reliance, right? We're not talking about necessarily prepping disaster preparedness, but you should be self-reliant in all ways so you don't have to turn to the government for help, so that you can actually be a blessing to others, help others instead of being needy, right? You want to help others, but of course you can't rescue somebody that's drowning if you can't swim yourself. So you've got to be able to swim. We're living in a very volatile world today. Our nation is facing judgment, which means we're going to see all kinds of really strange, bizarre, and scary things come down the line. Now, we belong to Him. So don't be fearful, and don't do this out of fear. Do it out of a sense of responsibility for the opportunities when those people are faced with economic collapse, societal collapse, physical or natural disasters. This is a great ministry opportunity, okay? But you've got to be able to take the one element out of the equation, and that's staring at your children while they're starving to death because you didn't set anything aside. But there is a very real threat that scientists are warning all of us along the western United States, especially if you live close to the coast, what's called the CSZ. That's the Cascadia Subduction Zone activity. That's volcanic and earthquake and tsunami threats that are very real. Scientists are saying this is a matter of time. Well, they are doing some training in Washington and Oregon that you can participate in coming up on the 15th. Actually, today, right now, ham radio operators are practicing and communicating, which is – actually, if you go to Amron.com, Amron.com, that's the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. It's a nationwide network for disaster preparedness communications. But in Washington and Idaho, in Washington and Oregon, they're planning for the Great Shakeout this coming week on the 15th at 10:15 a.m. Millions of people are going to be participating in this. But today, Oregon radio operators are practicing. If you go to Amron.com, you want to learn how to stay informed, stay connected, have a source of news and intelligence when other systems and conventional systems have failed. You've got to have radio communication set up. They're practicing that today. You can go to shakeout.org/Oregon or /Washington, either one of those, and to get more information. Washington State has a lot of information on their website at mil, as in M-I-L, like military, mil.wa.gov. And you could just you Googleize it and look up Great Washington Shakeout October 15th. And you'll see a lot of great information there about how you can prepare. They recommend at least 2 weeks worth of, you know, food and water stored up. We recommend significantly more, up to a year. Be self-reliant. This is something very serious and very realistic that they are predicting. It's just a matter of time before this happens. And it'd be a great way to get you started on your journey toward being self-reliant and prepared for, well, very uncertain and dangerous times ahead. And it's biblical. There's plenty of scriptures. I've talked about this a lot of times. Plenty of scriptures to support that. Being self-reliant, being prepared, preparing for danger while you still can. Now, there's an article. You guys are aware. Actually, boy, I've got two different directions I can go here. And I'm trying to think of – I know I went into the break talking about this sanctuary city situation. Now, with the sanctuary city situation and this push to recolonize America with Muslims are not the same thing. However, what we are seeing is that these agendas are usually pushed by the same people, the same city councils, the same human rights groups, the same county governments. It's the same people pushing both the sanctuary city agendas and the Islamization of our communities, this forced recolonization. See, because immigration is categorically different than refugee status. Refugee status completely bypasses our immigration process. They're fast-tracked in. Oh, because it's an emergency. It's out of necessity. We have to find a place for these guys to live in this nice little rural community over here. Looks great. So we'll just pile them on top of you. The immigration problem, and it is a problem, because this is really an invasion. Those – who said this? Somebody – it was a great quote. When you have immigration without the intent of assimilating, that is an invasion. And I couldn't agree more, and that was so well put. When we have illegal immigrants coming into our country, bypassing our system and actually sucking off of the system, the welfare system, draining our schools, draining our state's economies, and taking jobs. This is a problem. There are cities that are protecting these intentionally, passing policies, tying the hands of their police from being able to turn illegal immigrants over to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're doing this intentionally. There's another issue, though, that's going on parallel to that. See, because we have the law on our side to make the case against our government to compel them to go after the illegal immigration. They can't deny it's illegal. The sanctuary cities are just simply saying, we're just not going to enforce it, whether it's legal or illegal or not. We're not going to allow our police officers to detain somebody who's illegal. So, but they know it's illegal. Our federal government can't justify illegal immigration. So how can they get this culture flipped upside down How can they bring in another culture that's going to purge out Americanism, our Christian values, our Constitution? How can we undermine that without this legal argument about illegal immigrants? Well, they use the refugee system. Now, there's been a lot going on related to this. The White House now has a task force on new Americans. I put up a couple postings this week, and I want to talk about those. This is not new Americans. This is a new type of Americans. The type of Americans who are fast-tracked in as refugees, where these non-government organizations are paid a ton of money for placing each refugee. They have an interest, a financial interest, financial gain, and there are multiple agencies. There are up to 180 or more agencies that are competing for this pot of gold called the immigration or the refugee placement industry, which is a $1 billion industry. So now the White House task on the new type of Americans is trying to tell us that this is good for us, that there's, but I will tell you this, there is no single issue that places us, our Christian heritage, our culture, in more irreversible peril than the issue of forced acceptance of Muslim enclaves into our communities. It is completely antithetical to Americanism. Now, although we should always be ready to seize an opportunity to spread the gospel, this is not something we should be gleefully greeting with open arms as a ministry opportunity. And that's how they're selling it. That's how these organizations that have Christian names are selling it to the churches. This is a ministry opportunity. We're going to bring in Muslims. But I say this. We are to go into the world to spread the good news, not open the gates to let the Amalekites and Philistines in hopes of winning them over. Can you imagine David facing Goliath? Look, let's just throw down our weapons. Let's just bring them all in. We'll give them hugs. We'll show them the love, and then they'll want to be one of us. It doesn't work that way. Many Muslims who have truly converted to Christianity are warning us of the agenda, the strategy. Many of them are posing as Christian converts coming in seeking asylum when they are truly Muslims. This is part of the strategy. It's perfectly acceptable to lie and use deception if it advances Islam and contributes to dominating over non-Muslims or the infidels. This is a huge problem. Now, we also have a lot of issues going on right now, and I understand that. Land values, homeschooling issues, taxes, alternative schooling, land rights, gun issues, all of this. But I want to remind you, this here is an existential threat. It literally threatens our existence. Nothing is more important. If you've got a candidate that doesn't take this seriously, then you need to work with your citizens and replace them if this is not a top issue to them. Because there are Republican candidates that are talking about how much they want to, their whole emphasis is helping the VA. Get a local VA office established. We're going to fight to lower taxes. And they won't address this. Let me tell you something. Fighting for lower taxes right now with the threats that we face, this is like, it's like having a bomb in your living room with the fuse lit. And what does everybody do? They run around to open the windows because it's smoky in here. That's how it is to be focusing on lowering taxes while you ignore this thing over here, this bomb that's sitting in the middle of our living room. And we're talking even in the American Redoubt. I don't know how to convey to you the danger that we are in with this forced recolonization of Islam into the communities. The communities that have openly embraced it are screaming for help. They're saying we're overwhelmed. We're going broke. The federal government dumps this in our lap. The funds dry up in a few months, and now we have to pay for it. And it's disrupting our schools. The Muslims now want special treatment. They want special holidays. They demand halal food be, you know, at the schools or in the community. They completely are changing the culture of the areas that they are going into. This, I don't know of anything else that's more important. Now, having said that, remember this summer when the federal government overruled, they destroyed the constitutions of multiple states with a stroke of a pen saying that your constitution doesn't matter because two men should be able to get married. So we're striking your constitution down. What good is a constitution if they can just strike it down with a stroke of a pen? And also other estimates are the Second Amendment itself is one judge away from being struck down as irrelevant, as not applying to the citizenry, but to the National Guard or the military. It's a matter of time. Things are going to happen that are going to stun you. They're going to shock you, just like they have been, hopefully. And if you're not shocked, we have a problem. If American Christian patriots are not shocked by what's happening in our country in the events, if you find yourself becoming numb to it, we're in trouble. These things should shock you. You should never stop being angry about these things, about godlessness being pushed on us and our children. So with this summer and the court rulings, I was speaking with several other patriot leaders, and we were just standing there saying, we're done. We're toast. America is over. Because not only are we just eroding on our own, we face God's judgment. His justice does not sleep forever. And that's what even Thomas Jefferson said. He says, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice can't sleep forever. But we've taunted him for so long. And I believe this summer's developments was the straw. That was it. So this Muslim invasion, I believe it's very possible that is part of God's judgment. Because as I've said before, and I've been saying this for 5 years, what happens to God's people historically, biblically, when they reject him after he's given them all of the opportunities to turn around, to repent, to cry out to his name, to humble themselves? He told them he would hear their cries. He would hear their voices. He would heal their land. But if you don't, what's going to happen? Your crops are going to dry up. You cannot do anything. None of your policies will fix any of your problems. You'll be completely covered with a veil of deception. Everything you do will just be running to and fro. It'll be fruitless. And ultimately, what happened to God's people? They were turned over to their enemies. Their land was inhabited by their enemies. They were dominated. They went into slavery. Now, this could happen in the United States from an EMP. We could have China showing up on our shores in 90 days. Or they might just step back for a year and let, what is it estimated, 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead in 1 year if our country was hit by an EMP or by a cyber attack. Now we just realized this week that the Chinese military has a separate division completely dedicated to cyber warfare, probing, specifically targeting our power grid. It would have the same effect as an EMP, because without that, there's no fuel, there's no power, there's no medical services, and it could be done in such a way that could bring our country to its knees in an instant. And some intelligence sources say they already have that capability. Now it's a matter of just them and their will to flip the switch. So with that, we have that potential. And China would show up. They would show up to help. They would have food. They would have blankets. They would be here as a benevolent force to help us stabilize the situation. And if that doesn't happen, then we have this slow degradation happening and this slow migration taking place. You can see what's happening in Europe. Go to PamelaGeller.com. Just look up Pamela Geller. She's done a great job. Jihadi Watch. Jihad Watch. There's several organizations out there that track this on a daily basis. There's stories coming out there that will show you. I mean, there's the evidence of what happens to a nation that is completely turned against God and that's being turned over to foreigners. That just like in his word, he says, your enemies will come to you from one direction and you'll flee seven. So we're next. So this is our hope, patriots, in the American redoubt. In the American redoubt, where it's very conservative, ultra conservative. We have pockets of liberals, especially in the cities, in some of the cities, city councils. But our hope, not guarantee, our hope is that the Lord will honor his remnant, protect his remnant in various different conservative pockets where God-fearing, liberty-minded people are strategically relocating. I got several emails and have been corresponding with several patriots, solid Christians, who are frustrated about the situation going on. They realize they're in occupied territory. They realize it's falling. They've done their part. They voted. They wrote letters. They were engaged, but they're outnumbered. And here in the American redoubt, we outnumber them. The problem is most of the Christian patriots today are extremely worldly, even many of you out in the listening audience. And I don't mean worldly. What I mean is you are more concerned with things of the world than spiritual things. Where do you spend your time and money? Just reflect on that for a minute. When was the last time you went to a rally to make your voice be heard? When was the last time you joined a group, a meeting of patriots that are fighting for issues that concern us, like saving unborn babies' lives that are being murdered, fighting against that? When was the last time you fought against any of the left-wing agenda, but you had something better to do, something more interesting or something more fun to do? When was the last time you were engaged? See, the problem is we're not engaged. And we need to get that way. Because what's coming to our country is going to change everything. And we've had plenty of examples of people in the past who reflected back. Oh, if we would have seen. Oh, if we would have known. Oh, if we would have just fill in the blanks, whatever it is. And then they plead with us. When you see this writing on the wall, when you see these signs, beware. This is what you need to do. You need to watch for this. And when you see this, this is what you need to do. You need to take action against that. So you don't go down the same path that we went down. But do we listen? This is one of the reasons why I talk to many patriots who have the sense of despair, where despair is the loss of hope, because they feel like not enough people care. Nobody cares. I mean, they don't like it. They do care. I mean, nobody's going to take my guns, blah, blah, blah. But they don't do enough to be effective. Now, in my little world, I'm surrounded by people that are fighting for liberty. I'm surrounded by patriots. I see it all the time. So I have somewhat of a biased view because I see patriots that are sold out to defending liberty. They're doing this for their children and for their grandchildren. They're not doing it for them. They know they're not going to survive long enough to enjoy it, but they know it has to be fought for. That's what I want to instill in you guys. But you've got to snap out of your selfishness and serving yourself. Serve the next generation. Serve your posterity. So many people laid it on the line for us to have what we have, and they said for generations, unborn millions will enjoy this freedom. They weren't doing it for them. Many of them didn't survive. Some of the founding fathers that forged this country, the God-fearing men and their families who laid it all on the line, they didn't get to reap the rewards of the liberty other than the satisfaction for those who survived, the satisfaction of seeing what they had built for their children and grandchildren to enjoy. But this right here, this Muslim invasion, and that's what it is. Don't call it anything less. This is precisely what it is. This is very strategic. It's called culture jihad. They have a word for it. They discuss it in the mosques. They teach it. We are blind to it. We cannot even see it. And we have pastors in the churches that are reaching out because this is a ministry opportunity. Bring them in. We welcome refugees. You're going to welcome Muslim refugees. You're going to make care packages for them. That happened to one church in North Idaho. And this is how it starts, because they're saying, no refugees are coming here. you silly people. We were just kidding. But you look at the intelligence indicators. This is one of the things that I covered in one of my postings this week. The intelligence indicators tell a different story. They're saying, well, Idaho's political climate, they said the last thing I would recommend is settling refugees in a community that doesn't support them. Considering the political climate in North Idaho, we would not resettle refugees there. So we're just supposed to take that line and believe it? Because I'll tell you this, there's many things that the communities didn't support that's been forced on us in the name of human rights. So forgive us for not being trusting. We don't trust you. The Coeur d'Alene Press has rightfully and euphemistically earned its reputation as the nicknamed Coeur d'Alene Pravda, one person wrote. These are the intelligence indicators. Pastors have been approached, just like this is what they've done in other communities. We just got like another minute. I want to share this with you. Pastors are approached by these organizations. In this case, this is World Reach, World Relief Spokane. They approached and had a private group meeting with several pastors in the area asking if they would put together welcoming packages. And these were Idaho pastors. But they're saying, we have no intentions. No, Idaho wouldn't go for that. No, we're not going to do that. But this is what they do. They do this silently. They do this covertly. And they start with the pastors. First, just putting together something as harmless as a little welcoming package. And then once they find – that's how they identify the pastors that they can then pull from for recruiting, for helping to sponsor – and push within their communities refugee relocation. Here's another indicator. There's a monthly newsletter for Syrian refugees, specifically in Coeur d'Alene, in Craigslist. They're asking, they're saying, hey, there's a nonprofit looking for someone who is up to date on current Middle East world affairs to connect with the founders on a monthly basis and compose a basic newsletter for donors and supporters on our victories and our needs in the Syrian refugee camps in Coeur d'Alene, but they don't intend on bringing any there to Coeur d'Alene. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow night on our weekly podcast on RadioFreeReadout.com, 8 p.m. But we have to stay on top of this, and I don't know of anything that's more pressing than this. We've got to step up. This is the time. This is the time. This is the season. There's a season for everything, and this is the season for fighting. you care about what type of future your children are going to have. And then we appeal to heaven. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and I am John Jacob Schmidt. God bless.